This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Emmys are the next show up in the American Artistic Awards cycle. The primetime Emmys broadcast is a month from now, the 17th of September. Regina King, you've seen her in Southland and American Crime Story, to name just a couple. She's into producing and directing as well. Anyway, she is nominated in the acting category for the fourth consecutive year. She's won twice, I ought to say. But this year is her first as a lead actress in Venus Hood's Netflix drama 7 Seconds. She plays Latrice Butler, an African-American woman whose son is killed in a hit-and-run with a white police officer. Regina King, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start, obviously, with the Emmy nomination you got for 7 Seconds and the role and our times, I guess. What did it mean to you to play this woman?
Oh, well, first of all, Kai, I have to tell you, I've realized in hindsight that I was scared to play the role.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, I've played a mother before several times, but Vina was very adamant on me playing Latrice. She felt like I was the one for it.
And I guess she gets to decide, right?
Yeah, she does. It is her. She created it. It's her piece of art. Yeah. And she said that's who she saw as Latrice. And so I took a deep breath and, you know, got into it.
Do you think a show like this, or I guess a project like that, could exist on network television today? Yeah, right?
Well, yeah, it's a long... And the reason why it's... I don't want to just say no, it can't. Because, you know, American Crime was on ABC,
sure.
And that was a huge leap for ABC to take. So, sure, there's a space if the network wants to take that risk. I don't know that all networks would allow themselves to be as gritty. You know, that's kind of the beauty of cable and streaming. Anyway, it feels more closer to real life.
True confession time. We originally had you scheduled to come on during pilot season because you were directing a pilot about New York City cops, right? The Finest, isn't that what it's called? Yeah, didn't get picked up for a series, and I'm sure there's a whole set of regrets you have about that. But one of the things that occurred to us as I was getting ready for that interview was the diversity issue in pilot directing and pilot production as it's happening in Hollywood today. And I wonder, and I don't want to, I mean, I'm sure you get this question all the time, right? Because you're in front of the camera, you're behind the camera, you're an African-American woman, and you've got, I mean, you're like a made woman here, right? You're doing stuff that counts. And I guess the question is, does it feel different now?
In a lot of ways, Kai, I do feel like I'm just getting started, you know? And I guess because I'm in a position where I can be part of the conception, so I guess it's a more powerful position, if you will. I'm excited about the future. While it was very disappointing that New York's Finest did not get picked up, it did not deter me from developing other projects. And they are, they have been received very well. And when you hear me pausing, because I've tried to be very careful about speaking of something too much, and then you have to have the conversation, well, it didn't get picked up. You know, it's really disappointing because all of the energy you do put into it is so much more than when I'm just approaching it as an actor only.
Yeah.
It's a lot more brain power.
That's interesting. Because I imagine, well, I mean, come on, a woman at your level, I imagine the acting part of it takes a whole lot of brain power too, right? I mean, prepping for 7 Seconds and Latrice Butler, you spent a time with a woman who's lost her son. I mean, all of that.
Yes, absolutely. But I will say, as a producer director, you have so many other responsibilities. You know, to have to make that phone call to these wonderful actresses and the amazing crew that, you know, put their blood, sweat into something that you brought to them. that's tough. And as an actor, you don't necessarily have to make that phone call. You know, you
right. You're on the receiving end, but it's still probably not as hard.
Yeah. So you're mourning with other people. Yeah. It's just a bigger responsibility, I think.
Yeah. Regina King, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.